Distinctive homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Tex Walker.
Good morning, young man. Welcome.
Good morning, Papa.
Oh, have a listen to him. He's up and about, isn't he? Hey.
What are you two boys up to?
Oh, what do you think? We're on radio working.
Yeah. Where's your other mate?
Oh, good question. We don't care.
We don't, yeah.
Nah, he's
gone
in
to Tasmania to play golf.
Hopefully he stays there.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Well, you might get blown away out there by the sound of it.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
I was going to say, you two are probably hoping that he does. What's he been bringing to your show this year? Nah. Anything? Or?
That's another very good question.
Not much at all, mate. Not much at all. He begged and borrowed to our boss to get a gig with us to bring some wonderful content, but haven't sighted it yet.
Hey, Tex, tested on the weekend, down at three-quarter time, showed some heart and dug deep and, smashed them in the last quarter.
We just wanted to keep everyone on their seats, Pern. But, no, it was at North where, after last week, we predicted that they'd come out and throw everything they got at us, and I think it was a very mature win for our boys in the end, obviously being quite a young, inexperienced group, especially without the skipper on the weekend, so it was a great win for our footy club.
Hey, they must have been happy with the spread. Now, you had a big impact on the game. Now, I thought McAdam and Fogarty, they had sort of quiet days, but still good to pop up when needed and kick three in that last quarter each.
Yeah, those boys probably didn't have the impact they wanted to for the whole game, but when the moments come, like Fog was able to settle his nerves and nail a few through the big sticks, and so was Shano. So certainly played their part in the second half of the game.
Hey, Lockie Scholl, Rising Star nominee for the second time, 31 disposals, a goal. His ball use is elite, but he sort of just sneaks under the radar. We don't hear much about him, don't hear from him. What's he like?
Oh, he's a great kid, Bernie. He reminds me very much of a little B Vince, both left and right feet.
Oh, he would be a great kid then.
Phenomenal kick.
Wow.
Yeah, nice.
He'd be in my top three kicks being that I can lead to over my career. So I love, and he's a ripping kid, but one of the best characters you'll ever meet. So it's great reward for what he's done over the last couple of years.
Texan, it's Haydo. There is somebody in this studio that you did let down, though, mate. I'm sorry to say that. Andrew Jarman, especially because he made this call on Saturday's Dead Set Legends.
Adelaide Crows, absolutely.
Yeah, me too again.
Text to kick 10.
Wow. Jeez, yeah. You are so on text right now, aren't you? It's almost like a Bernie sort of crush at the moment.
Look at him.
Text to kick Ebo. 10.
And you know what he did do, Tex, in our group message? When you kick two goals in the first 2 minutes, hey, get that audio ready for Monday. Get that audio. He's going to kick. I thought you were going to kick 20 at one stage.
On fire early.
Wasn't to be, Papa, so I let you down.
No, you didn't. You never let me down. No. Now, you said the top three kicks. Who was the other two? You said Lockie Scholl. Who's the other two that you've...
Well, B. Vince is one.
There's one.
Andrew McLeod, and can I have one that he's probably fourth.
Okay, who's that?
Tommy Lynch.
Oh, Tommy Lynch, the Red Baron.
He's a beautiful kick. Okay. Very, very good kick to a lead.
Yeah, what I like about him is he faces his body a different way and pulls it across, so he sells the defender one way. Only us big forwards would know that, Jos.
But again, to get in the top three, Papa, you've got to be able to kick on both feet, short and long.
I know, mate. I know that. Yeah, don't worry.
That's why Lynch is not in there.
You reckon you would have slid into my top three?
No, well, that's not up to me to say that. That's up to you. If I was playing with you, then you could make that decision. But,
here's your chance to plead your case.
Not at all.
He just used to handball.
Not at all.
Tex, anyway. Hey, Tex, I just had a look at your next three games. You're currently 3-1.
Yep.
You play Fremantle at home, Hawthorn away, and then the Giants back at home. Now, I know you don't want to look too far ahead, but that's a good 3 weeks coming up.
We'll start off with Freo this week, Ben. They're in good form. They've got some really, really good young kids playing for them at the moment and in good form. So we'll start with Freo on the weekend, and we'll we'll take that one as it comes and hopefully get another W.
Texan, as we know, Travis Boak has got $1 million of recovery equipment at his establishment. He could play to his 45 the way he's going. What about you? What's your setup like at home? Have you got all the latest gear like LeBron James has? Are you into that world in terms of recovery, Texan? Because we're seeing some wonderful signs.
I've got some things for recovery and some things that I do use at home. I'm currently...
They're in the fridge.
I'm currently looking to buy sauna jars, actually.
Yeah, no, oh. Mm,
yeah, and I'll, sauna. I was over there when you broke this news to your beautiful wife, Ellie. And that's fair to say, it didn't go down too well. And the last thing I heard was, we will not be getting a sauna, Taylor. So how's that going?
Well, let's see.
Yeah, they're about 6-8 grand, aren't they?
Yeah, just a little bit more. This year.
She thought there was a few other things you probably needed before you got a sauna.
An infrared sauna.
But I said to her, if that's going to help me get another contract, then it'll pay for itself. So
now, have you had dialogue from Mark Rusciuto and Justin Reid about a new contract? Your management group, because it better hurry up, because I want you. If not, you're going to another club.
Oh, that's something that obviously Dogger and TLA will look after. Dogger. But mate, I really want to stay and play on next year. So that's
good. Excellent. There you
hopefully
go.
The club and my management will sort that out.
Who's Dogger?
Michael Dowdy.
You peanut.
Sorry, use nicknames. People don't know who I'm talking about. That's Michael Dowdy.
Dogger, Joffa, Rick.
Yeah, Knackers.
Red buddy, Knackerbag. Hey, I told Nixie last week, I asked him,
did too.
And I said, I'm Texas' new manager, and if you don't hurry up and sign him up, there's a couple of clubs inquiring, and he wasn't very happy with that, Justin.
He was shattered.
Oh, he shut me down.
He wasn't happy. Did he pull his hair out, did he?
I got no bloody hair to left, mate.
He grew some.
Shut up, Tex, he's staying.
Nixie's on the other line. What are the other two clubs that have spoken to you, Boone?
I can't say yet, but they're Victorian clubs.
Yeah.
Hey, in the premiership
window. You've been working with Andrew Jarman too long, dropping big bombs like that.
Tex, have you heard how Sloaney's going with the eye socket?
Yeah, I actually saw him yesterday. He's pretty much got to learn his right side for another couple of days. The only time he can get up is to go and do a number one or two or have something to eat. So he's in for a bit of a recovery, but footy's going to be there forever. Yeah. His eye won't be if he doesn't look after it. So that's number one.
Good call.
That's a good so I'm just writing that one down
now. Have you got a gag before you let us go, before you say goodbye? You got recovery, your infrared sauna's ready? What do you got?
Yeah, did you boys hear about the man that had an accident while playing peekaboo?
No, I didn't.
He's currently in the ICU.
He's in there with Sloaney.
Take care of his Freo, mate. Take a bag.
Good on you, boys.
Tex Walker.
Do we get dumped then?
What a game. No.